Good evening, everybody. We're just talking about that really the past couple of days watching Israel and this Hezbollah, really miracles. You know, people have been talking about, the world is amazed, and some of the world is shocked and disappointed that Israel's able to defend itself. And, you know, on first glance, I'm celebrating, and I think it's a great thing. But really a great thing, and people that were injured, killed, were our enemies and out to kill us, not just in Eretz Yisrael. Hezbollah was and is involved in active terrorism around the world against Jewish people and the supporters of Israel, so certainly we rejoice in their downfall. But at the same time, there's a lot on the line. Going to, if it comes to full blown war with Hezbollah, with Iran, Jews would certainly be endangered, and we don't know. There's no set outcome. Everyone like attack Iran, attack Hezbollah, and that may be what has to happen militarily, politically. But far from it that we know that everything will work out exactly the way we like, and no, there'll be no collateral damage. So, you know, it's a reminder that we all should be, really prepared for Rosh Hashanah, which is about 2 weeks away right now. You know, we're really getting close to everything being decided in Rosh Hashanah for ourselves. It's a big year. I think I said last week, there's really nothing set for the year ahead. I don't think, certainly since 9/11, 23 years ago, I haven't had this feeling of instability in the world, certainly for the Jewish people. In the past year, so many things around the world have changed, and so the potential for problems, the potential for Yeshua and redemption is really, really great coming soon. Last but not least, there'll be a presidential election which will affect the world economy and many other things. Some things we can see and some things we have no idea. So, you know, our learning is working on our Shabbos, as I mentioned. Shabbos has, and is the biggest bracha we can do for ourselves. But it's also a reminder that we should be looking to improve our game. Things. This Elul is all about, you know, working our relationship with Hashem. Shabbos is the most important part of that relationship in many ways. So it's a good opportunity for us, all of us, to come into Rosh Hashanah on a higher level. On that note, so I think this week we're going to start, and next week we'll finish one of the special tefillos that we say on Shabbos, and that is Atah Echad. Now, on Mincha on Shabbos, we say Atah Echad. At the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, Mincha on Shabbos, the bracha of Atah Echad, and it's actually amazing that we say in Mincha right before the Sifrei Torah. I think I've said this actually in the drasha to an Am Echad. It says Ve'ani Tefilas Lecha Es Ratzon Elokim Barav Chastecha Aneni Be'emes Yishecha. So we say Va'ani Sifilasi, my tefillah to you, Hashem, should be at this opportune time. Be'es Ratzon Barav Chastecha with your abundant kindness, Aneni, answer me in truth with your Be'emes Yishecha, with your, for your salvation. So even before, as we start Mincha, we say my tefillah should come to you at this opportune time. Mincha on Shabbos is really right before Shmoneh Esrei. The only time we ever say this, the only leaning, the only Torah reading we say this is Mincha on Shabbos. Not Monday or Thursday morning, not Shabbos morning, not on Yom Tov, not on the time, not on Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos in the afternoon, we say that my tefillah should come in this opportune time, Hashem's abundant kindness, and should answer the truth of salvation. The question is, why here and why now? So I once heard from the Mashkir Chalikud, Moriv Rabbi, Ramat Zal Salman, so he said the following thing. He said, the Chavetz Chaim says, based on the Chazal, that when a person does a mitzvah, it creates a moment of opportunity to pray. So that's why by Birchas HaMazon, by benching, by grace after meals, we say the four brachas, and then always we say, Harachman Hashem, give me this and give me this. Why? Because benching, Birchas HaMazon, is the one brachas, or three brachas, that are in the fourth being rabbinic, which is for sure Min HaTorah, When a person does that, it creates an opportunity to pray. When a woman lights candles Friday night before Shabbos, we know that people pray for their children at that time. It's one of the most opportune times for a lady to pray for her children, for her family, when she lights candles Friday night. The light of the candles has nothing to do with the children. But we know that, but it does, because the Talmud says a person who's careful about lighting candles will be fortunate to have good children, Torah scholars as children. But it's also, it creates the opportunity to pray. By Mincha on Shabbos, after a whole day and night from previous night of Shabbos, of davening, of prayer, of observance, of close to Hashem, in this most, you know, as a day is coming to the end, really a person, at that point, we've created a reality of Eitz Ratzon, a reality of divine opportunity, where it's the opportunity right now is on Shabbos to daven and to be recognized and to pray. In general, by the way, mincha during the weekdays, even though it's the shortest of the tefillahs, the shortest of the prayers, the Torah says for the most opportune, Eliyahu HaNavi will be answered at mincha at the time of Har Carmel, and he says whenever we daven mincha, it's an opportunity time. On a weekday, which is important to know this, that's the reason this opportune time is, it's much more challenging. It's way easier in the early morning or at night when your day is not going on to have kavana, to focus. Certainly the winter is going to be coming up right now for many. You know, Shkia will be 4:50 in Chicago, even 4:30 I think it's the Shkia. And in California it gets, I don't know, 5:10. I don't know about Texas and other places, you know, but it's early, and very often a person has to daven early, and you're still at your work day. It's much more challenging to get your mind out of everything else and to focus, and therefore that focus makes it an opportune time to prayer, to daven, to pray. On Shabbos, you come in with that, plus you have all of the mitzvahs of the day, and therefore it's an opportunity. And then, when we start Shemona Esrei, we do the first three brachas, and then that gets the bracha of Atah Echad. Here at Mincha, at this high level, we do Atah Echad. Now, Rav Pinkas is going to give us an explanation of Atah Echad, which is different than some say. Some say Atah Echad is really talking about the Messianic era, the times of Yemei Mashiach, and the time when Hashem was truly one, like it says at the end of his Zechariah and Perek Yudalad. Some say it's talking about that, but Rav Pinkas says Atah Echad is really here and now. And let's see what he says to say. Achar HaKdamos, after we learned out from the previous chapters of this work of Shabbos Malchus, the Shabbos Queen, Nevar Be'ezes Hashem, I'm going to give an explanation al derech hapshat, on the simple words of Atah Echad, Mila B'Mila, this tefillah that we start the silent Amida, Shemona Esrei on Shabbos afternoon, which explains according to the greatness of the whole sanctity of Shabbos, of the holiness of Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos. Atah Echad. So the first two words is, you say, Atah, you are Shema One. That's the first two words of the tefillah. Atah Echad. Hayich zu be'emes, this in truth is Hamaskana, the bottom line, Hayoytes, Mimalos, from the essence of Shabbos, which we've elaborated upon and we've explained, of the Yisoid and the foundation of Chesh Olam, that God created the world from scratch. Literally, nothing is the world. The world has a beginning, where literally all of the matter and elements of the world and everything after that is created. And we recognize that on Shabbos, and therefore Hashem, not only Hashem had to create everything in the world, Hashem runs everything in the world. Yeah, you know, it's everything is from Hashem, and therefore all of world history, all of present, all of current events, all of our thoughts, all of our reality is, you know, run by Hashem. All of the permutations of our life, obviously, He endows with free will, and how that works is one of the wonders of how Hashem creates the world, and something Kabbalah deals with. But Hashem gives us free will, but everything we have is from Hashem. Hashem is the oneness that everything comes from in the world. Everything is created from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything is sustained by Hashem. We've elaborated upon that. That everything is from Hashem. There is nothing. There is no power. There is no force, there is nothing in this world but for Hashem. That's why we're here, the Jewish people, because nothing can happen but for Hashem. Atecha, you Hashem are one. That's what we're saying over here. Shekevon shekol metzias mechodesh is when it's brach, and because everything is created from Hashem. Nimsa mahusho shal metzias in al etzena. Therefore, what's in this world is Hashem desires, and is created by Hashem's ma'amaros. Whatever that means, Hashem created through His speech. Obviously, Hashem does not speak like I'm speaking right now. Hashem's not a human being. Whatever divine speech means, it comes from Hashem. So the first words we say is Ata Echad, you Hashem are one. That's something we've been discussing at length in Shabbos, that Hashem is one, the essence of Hashem is one, and that everything in the world comes from Hashem. Next two words, Vishimcha Echad, and your name is one. Hashem's essence is one, and Hashem's name is one. Hayicha, this oneness, this idea of oneness, which we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. We say that every day, we say Shema morning and night. The Ayichon and Nisker Af Miskale Umisparsim Metzias Olam. Now, this oneness, it's not only in the reality, it's actually, it's manifest in the world that we live in. If a person is careful enough, they'll see everything, the whole world coexists, and it's only all from Hashem. Ubi'ikra means Malchus Shal Shabbos, and if you want to experience it, call out this name, so to speak, it's through the you and I being realizing Hashem is King on Shabbos. That's a time where we recognize that nothing exists for Hashem, and therefore we leave all of the things that sometimes block us from that recognition. Sheish Gilu V'Shita Ma'isa Shal Achdus Hashem. And when Hashem sort of speaks through the Shabbos, reveals Himself, which is Hashem's name. When we keep Shabbos, we're calling out Hashem's essence. Hashem is the name of Hashem through our actions, through our deeds. I'm going to say a vignette. I'm not sure if I ever said this in any of the shiurim I've said recently. I think I did say this once or twice when I was in California, but I told this over to somebody yesterday, so it reminded me of this story, that when we were building the Erev in San Jose, so it was an expensive project, it was a $500,000 project, because all of the poles had to be $5,000 a pole, or $6,000, they wanted to put breakaway poles, and they were, digging in cement. And, it was much bigger than we needed, because we built a very good halachic wall, and it went far out. So I had to raise a lot of money for this. So, there's some very, very generous people in the community, but I asked some people not. One of the people in the community I asked was a somewhat traditional person who married somebody who is totally not observant, and not a member of Am Echad, by the way, not a member of Am Echad, and kids were totally assimilated. Two or three kids were intermarried. The third kid was tattooed all over the body, and some of them lived near Willow Glen. And I asked him for the money for the Erev. I met him in the old Jerusalem Bar and Grill. Allah Hashem, if anyone remembers that, I was in the old Jerusalem Bar and Grill, and I'm sitting down with this guy, and I explained to him the Erev, and I said it would be a great investment in the Sabbath and the Shabbat, and you'll help the Jewish community. And he looks at me and says to me, Rabbi, do you really expect me to give you money for this loophole over the poor of Israel? Mamish throws it at me. I give the poor of Israel. I should give money for this. So I told the person, said to him, I said, yes, you should. And I said, let me tell you something. That, your children, the way they know it's Shabbos is when they see people, when they're driving in Willow Glen, and they see people from my synagogue walking in the street on the Sabbath, in the hot, or even in the rain, or even in the cold, to walk to shul. And they know You know why these Jews, no one are walking in the rain, or in the cold, or in the boiling heat, or in the wind? Why are they walking? If you're from Yitzhak Fagin, you can watch them walk for a long time. They get the show, right? And once in a while, I see Laser Cousins on here, Larry Cousins on here. I remember, I don't know if, you know, when his mother was being sponsor of Victoria Simon Shaw Shabbos, you know, Zeichen Nishmas, his mother or his father, bring the pictures before Shabbos and put in the shul, walk 5-6 miles to get to shul for Shalosh Shabbos and get a ride back, you know, right? You walk, why in the world are you walking? So I said to this person, I said, your children, the only way they even know it's Shabbos is because we're walking to shul. It reminds them there's something called Shabbos. And when they see us walking on a Tuesday, they say, why in the world are they walking on Tuesday? Why are they going on Tuesday? Oh yeah, I think it's that Yom Kippur time. They're going to know it's Yom Kippur because we have to, you need the air for Yom Kippur too. They take a push a stroller then. You can go in. So I told this person, the way your children know their Jewish identity is because of the Erev. And because of the Erev, there'll be more people walking to Shul, and there'll be more people, in theory, could move. Right? And there'll be more Hashem in San Jose. There'll be more Shabbos. Because when you and I keep Shabbos, what really is Shimcha Echad. If Hashem is the one creator of the world, don't think it's Saturday is the beach day, or golf day, or college football, or, you know, gardening, or whatever else a person who doesn't know Hashem or recognize Hashem in this world is going to do, or work. You know, how many times I remember Israelis tell me, the best shopping day, this is before the internet really destroyed them, is for the malls. You have these kiosks in the malls. You know, it was Saturday, it's shopping day. It's not shopping day. It's Hashem's day. Right? And we know this Shabbos is a source of bracha, material bracha and eternal bracha. But Shimchecha, when you keep Shabbos, when you walk on the street, in the heat, in the cold, in the rain, when you sit at your table, and you don't have a phone, here, and you're singing Zmiras, and you're not in a rush, and you wake up early Saturday morning, not to be the San Francisco Chronicle, San Jose Mercury News, or the Dallas Morning News, or the Miami Herald, or certainly not the New York Times, right? None of that. If we're in the New York Times, you could be the Pasha, they put in op-eds by Hamas. Shugoyim. Crazy. They think that an op-ed by the head of Hamas. One of the heads. Right? Or the Wall Street Journal, whatever you like. It's not, no, you're waking up early to go to shul. And you stay in shul, you listen to Rabbi. You know, people are excited to listen to me for 40 minutes Shabbos morning sometimes. Sometimes even longer. Sometimes shorter. Right? You know, Rabbi, 40 minutes on a Saturday morning, you could be doing a million things. No, it's Hashem, Shimcha Echad. That is Shimcha Echad. That is, you're calling Hashem's name, you're living it. Next words. Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like your nation, the Jewish people, Yisrael, who is one nation on earth. Hanusha'am Yisrael, the Jewish people, Shalom Nitna HaTorah, they were given the Torah, they were given the Mitzvah Shabbos. We already discussed that if a Gentile wants to keep full Shabbos, they are not allowed to, and why that's the case. Shalom Nitzgalis, so the Chiddush HaOlam, and the Jewish people were given the Torah, which talks about the oneness of God, and that Hashem creates the world, and Melehem Atzmam, and therefore the Jewish people, we are connected to the holiness and the oneness of Hashem. Shekulam b'shavah ke'echa mespatlim, all of us nullify ourselves to Hashem. It's Hashem's world. And that makes us, of course, great, but that's a different discussion. V'nei yedua shekol adam nivra im t'kuna shoes b'chaver. Important thing, everyone's different. And the Talmud says, just like you and I and everyone looks different, every human being is different. Every Jew has a different soul. Every person in this world is unique. V'hachin nivra adam yechidi. Therefore, we know that Adam was created singular in the world, Talmud says. Every single person is unique. All of our DNA is unique. All of our fingerprints are unique. That's why people get fingerprinted. Right? We are not carbon copies one of another. Even twins are not carbon copies. Certainly other people are far, far, there's great differences. The Havdim, the Behemoths. You know, the animals are born in flocks, multiples at a time, and normal thing for human beings overwhelmingly is we're born singular to teach us this thing, that everyone is unique. Everyone looks different. Everyone is different. Everyone's makeup is different. But as unique as human beings are one from another, the Jewish people are extra special, unique. Shalaya nimer adam atem, in particular Jewish ko echad adam shalom, by the Jewish people, each individual is an adam shalom. Vishlemes at laatzmo shalom mechavero, and totally different one from another. And it's amazing when you look at Jewish people's contributions. It's not just that we're very smart. Years ago, before everyone got into DEI and politically correct, there was in the 90s, there were a few studies and books that the smartest statistical group in the world, Harvard had studies, was Jewish people. Ashkenazi Jews, they said, right? That was a study they had. Just disproportionate. But what's amazing is the creativity of Jewish people, not just put bombs in pagers or walkie-talkies and somehow activate that. Someone's going to tell me how that happens, for the techies. As much as you read, it doesn't make sense that they could actually do what they did, but they did it. But it's everything. It's in economics. It's in medicine, creating Hollywood, creating large parts of Silicon Valley. Certainly giving religion. I mean, you go on and on about but Hashem created with us, particularly the Jewish people, with very unique qualities. In particular, and certain people are excel in certain areas, and that's it's really part of the Jewish people. There's very big differences in Jews themselves from one to the other. By the way, that's why I'm serious about this. At some level, because Kalais are very into the uniqueness. They always say, two Jews, three shuls, right? Everyone needs their own, because it comes from that. Jews don't, by the chassidim they'll go thousands to one, because it's not about their flavor, it's really about their Rebbe. But in general, in mass churches, mosques, Jews need to be the way their uniqueness is calling out, way before, modern day types of things. That's how Klal Yisrael, Jews are individually very, very unique. Always were, always is. Very different. Even on our foundation, as we became a nation, Hayushivim Nefesh, the Jewish people went down 70 souls, 70 individuals. And those 70 souls, we know, were against the 70 nations of the world. So the 70 children and grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu who go down to Egypt, these 70 souls are equated to the 70 nations of the world. Yatsuv, it says in the end of Devarim, Yatsuv goes Amim L'misper B'nei Yisrael. There are 70 nations against the 70 Jews who went down to Egypt when that time Har La'Haras. Let's just show us also at a level. Shukol Echad Mi'Yisrael B'tivo. Listen to this. The difference between one Jew to another is a difference of one nation, one Gentile nation. That's how different one Jew is to another. It's Shoyne Mechavero. The way the nations are different, the way that, one whole nation is unique to another, that's how much the chasm really is between one Yid, one Jew, to another. It means Jews are very, very different and unique. And that's why everyone has their opinions, and they're strong, and they're creative in different ways, and excel in different ways. In many different fashions and ways. Okay, so what is it? Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We're one nation. Here we're talking about our all individuality, which is really massive. Avnam, Lo Mazeh. But on the other hand, Adraba Kevin Shem Niskal Sodayichad. Since the Jewish people, to them, it was revealed this idea of the oneness of Hashem. The call hashkafes chayehem, And everything about Yiddishkeit, about Yadus, about Torah, is to connect us to this oneness of Hashem. They're called Batal Ala Yichud. And really knowledgeable Jews are mevatel themselves to the oneness of Hashem. Mimela nimsa sha'adrava. What happens is you know, we're so unique and different and creative and opinionated and thoughtful and strong-minded in certain ways because of that, right? Because we feel strong about certain things. The oneness of Hashem, and that we're all connecting to that, and therefore we know Hashem's world, makes us into one nation. Right? Makes us into one nation. Shema'atza ha'umus. Even though if you're a nation, you can have a culture, a general culture, a general, you know, language, so to speak, a flag, whatever it may be. Nevertheless, in that nation, but really, your focus is usually yourself. Yeah, I'm not talking about he's not talking about autocratic nations who really are focused and just forced in certain ways, even North Korea, these kind of places. But really, people's focus is their own lives. That, you know, when you think about Saturday, let's go back to personal autonomy. Saturday, for some it's beach day, some it's soccer, baseball, college, watching college football, doing gardening, whatever it may be. It's not, that's their freedom to do whatever they want, you know? It's not like 24 hours, 25 hours. You're just sitting there doing, you know, you can you so, you know, wherever you are, that's what it is, right? Everyone's by Klai, so it's Mevala Yichad Amiti. Nimsa Shirakem Be'emes Goy Echa Miuchad Ba'aretz. Only them are Goy Echa Miuchad Ba'aretz. I remember I was once talking to a tax attorney who was not, I think he was Jewish, not religious. And he's telling me, in New York, you know when it's a Shnei Yom Kippur because there's no one to talk to. And there's no tax attorney. For New York has a very big law firm. It's a very high percent Jews. A lot of Orthodox Jews. But tax is like heavy. Like 80-90%. And they all know there's nothing to talk to. You know, that's it. It doesn't make a difference if it's Larry or John or Mark or Maisha, Baruch. They're all offline. No one to talk to. There's a $500 million deal going on. There's tax implications. Sorry. No one to talk to. We're Mavata. It's not about me. It's Hashem in the world. The deal will wait. $500 million deal. Sometimes it's a $5 billion deal. Some of these deals. Mass. Or more. You know, these corporate takeovers. Many billions. You know what the tax realities of this? We need some serious attorneys over here, and there are teams of these attorneys. Goyecha Ba'aretz, offline, not available. Don't ask. Pikuach nefesh, it's a question of life or death, but not for this. Rosh kach gam etzrus chaim hayom yom. Shekol adam imatzo elam hayoytzla vasa adi erev. Kshchaz ba'ezu levav esuko ema shmiyachem ben an ladam. People go to work. Typically, there's not, they're in their own bubbles. You know, they're going to a cubicle, literally. It's about them. They're not, you know, most, that's what their life is. Aval Yehudi Boker Hashkem, Erev Ten Lachitil the Beis, so Nichols the Beis HaKnesses. We wake up in the morning, go to Shol, the Makba Shibkol Yisom, Eskatsi Matar Achas, and, you know, today can have Dafyomi, the whole world, Jewish world, learning in different ways. V'yadu Ashrak Itzli So Yesh Chalo Shem Tzibur, this idea that we're part of a congregation. In fact, you can't daven a minute. You can't lean. You can't say kaddish. You can't say kedusha. You can't do many things without a tzibur. You need the congregation. Even like Islam, where they will pray in the day, they can pray by themselves. Somebody put their carpet anywhere they want. But by Jewish people, you have to daven together. You must be part of the tzibur. You have to be part of the quorum. You have to be part of the minyan. The most things of prayer, you need tefillah. You have to have a specific place for prayer. You don't pray in the streets of London. You go to a synagogue. You have to be connected together. Even our learning, we try to go to a Beis Medrash. And we have chavrusas. We don't sit there and read it by ourselves. We don't just sit there, you know, and I'll read the Bible, the Quran. They read the Bible. No, we read it. We argue about it together. It's a shir together. It's all tzazamin, all together. I mean, I brought somebody, an attorney, to the kollel, and this guy, one of the people I lived with yesterday. And I've lived with him for a few years, actually, since I'm here, essentially. But this is the first time, just the time, it was a different time. And they were having, the Rosh Kollel, the head of the kollel, was going to give a chabura, a lecture on what they were learning. Now, this happened to be in Yiddish, so you wouldn't understand the word, but I stayed there for going to the room for a few minutes. But I wanted to see him, because he's an attorney. I said to him, in law, you know, everyone reads the text, and they just assume what they want. He said, here everyone's arguing and back and forth, and now he's going to have the head of this coil, it's going to give a shear on it, and they're going to argue again. Doesn't mean this. Doesn't mean, you can't learn Torah by yourself. To be part of a chabur. So you get real Torah, you learn a base medrash with other people, you have a chavrusa, you learn with somebody else, and you discuss it sometimes, or you listen to a shear online, and you look for more you need. It's all together. It's all everyone growing and doing it together. Because of Ibnay, Shekhail the Otlamaza, Be'emes, Imashe Ma'achad, Be'ish Lish, Sheifas Ko'achad Shonim Mechaber, right? And the truth is, in this world, everyone's different than each other. By the way, I'm not going to get into the history of communism and the failure of it, but even socialism, it doesn't work because people really are unique. Even Gentiles, that's the case, certainly by the Jews. Right, you have your own world. You have your own desires. You have your own needs. Your own creativity. Your own feeling of I want to be great. I want to achieve. I want to make money. I want to do this. For the Jewish people is all about one. They can. It's the biggest desire that we all do it together, and you have to do it together. And by the way, you know, I mentioned, I don't even, you know, people like their flavors. Go to the Kosel. You see Hasidim davening with Sfardim, davening with, you know, Kippah Sukkahs and big black yarmulkes and Israelis putting on the silica. It's the same Indian. It's the Miachin. It's Jewish people are one. We function as one, it's Philo, it's Balzberg, it's all about Hashem, it's not about us. Certainly, that's what we're saying. We say, when do we recognize this the most? That we're one nation. Go back to Yerushalayim. My daughter's went to seminary this week. She's going to walk in Jerusalem. The streets of large parts of the neighborhood of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the streets are closed. And of course, if you're there for Shabbos in the religious neighborhoods, you walk on the street. You don't walk on the sidewalk. So many people walking on the streets. I talk about an Erev. The streets are teeming with Jews, right? And you see every kind of Jew with every kind of yarmulke and accent and chassidus and of different opinions of politics, and they're all walking together on Shabbos. It's like goy echad ba'aretz. We're all keeping Shabbos. It's not like not just like in San Jose by the Erev. I said we're calling out Hashem's name. Still here, I'm just going to get this Zoom back on. If anyone's listening to this right now, it's
Yeah.
Go over to Ifubito. Storm's stomach, we're calling Hashem's name. And the main thing about that is on Shabbos. Sorry for those listening post facto, has lost the connection to California, so I'm just trying to get back. And I'm hoping that I get back in 1 second. If not, I will finish this without them. But I'm going to see if I can get them back on. Not just California, it's around the country, so... Now, it's not going to... So let's finish this last part of it. So, the Yosef HaShabbos Kodesh Kulo Miyu Edis, the Torah of Tefillah, where everyone is connected to Torah and Tefillah, Shabbos Meskale, Shabbos reveals the Yichud Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, reveals the Yichud of the Jewish people in the world. Bo Havi Yisrael Goy Echa Ba'aretz, Jewish people are one nation in the world, and it should be with more strength. So even though the uniqueness, when we're all together on Shabbos, and we're walking together, we who are so different in so many ways, whose souls are more unique and more different in certain ways, are more one nation. Everything together is connected. That is the koyach of Shabbos. Okay, we'll pick up next week. I don't want to go too far without the chavur, with everyone else, with the words tiferes gedula, which is that Shabbos is this time of great shows or the splendor of our greatness, and why that's, again, unique to Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem will explain those words and the rest of this amazing tefillah of Atzeh Echad, which we say on Mincha and Shabbos, in this most opportune time. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next week, and then wish everyone who's going to be listening to this a very good Shabbos. And as I mentioned, obviously, we're very, very close to Rosh Hashanah, and our learning of Shabbos, our improvement of Shabbos, should be a schuss for us and for all the Jewish people for the coming year. Okay, good Shabbos.